December 5th. The one who is alone is innocent. One of the factors of sorrow is the extraordinary loneliness of man. You may have companions. You may have gods. You may have a great deal of knowledge. You may be extraordinarily active socially, talking endless gossip about politics. And most politicians gossip anyhow. And still, this loneliness remains. Therefore, man seeks to find significance in life and invents a significance, a meaning. But the loneliness still remains. So can you look at it without any comparison? Just see it as it is? Without trying to run away from it? Without trying to cover it up or to escape from it? Then you will see that loneliness becomes something entirely different. We are not alone. We are the result of 1,000 influences, 1,000 conditionings, psychological inheritances, propaganda, culture. We are not alone, and therefore, we are second-hand human beings. When one is alone, totally alone, neither belonging to any family, though one may have a family, nor belonging to any nation, to any culture, to any particular commitment, there is the sense of being an outsider, outsider to every form of thought, action, family, nation. It is only the one who is completely alone, who is innocent. It is this innocency that frees the mind from sorrow.
This has been an excerpt from The Book of Life, Daily Meditations with Krishnamurti, published by HarperOne and read for you by Zach Valenti. For archived episodes, more information about the project, and contact information, you can visit www.focused.af. Thank you for listening, and tune in tomorrow for a new episode.